Hey everyone, welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. Today is part two of the Itsy Pitsy edition of the podcast where we are focused on genealogy. If you missed part one, you definitely want to go back and listen to it. Well, hello! Welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Vas. Our goal is to discover, celebrate, and share Hungarian heritage and encourage you to do it too. We'll touch on food, travel, history, music, language, genealogy, and share stories from our guests. We're glad you're here. This is a podcast where we'll explore Hungarian heritage in a variety of ways. We'll introduce you to some fun people and organizations who love their Hungarian heritage and share some great resources with you so you can get connected to your Hungarian heritage in a deeper way. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Hi, this is part two of the Itsy Pitsy edition of the Hungarian Living Podcast on Getting Started with Genealogy. Today's assignment is for you to track down the birth dates and death dates for the various people you listed in part one. If you missed that assignment, there is a link to that episode in the show notes. I am terrible with birthdays. If you are the person who absolutely expects me to remember your birthday every year, I am 100% sure I will disappoint you somewhere along the way. But knowing birth and death dates is important for genealogy work, and sometimes it just offers you interesting information. For example, my husband, his sister, and his brother each have their birthdays within a 21-day period. But of course, their birth years are different. Their births were really clustered together on the calendar. On my side of the family, I have three siblings. My two older brothers have birthdays within 2 weeks of one another, and my younger brother and I were born within 2 weeks of one another. Does it mean a whole lot? Probably not, but it is interesting to notice potential patterns. When it comes to dates of death, pay attention. As you were growing up, you may have noticed there was a somber time of year in your home, but you had no idea it coincided with the anniversary of a death of a loved one. It isn't unusual that there's a pattern of solemnness or sadness that casts a shadow on the family during what might ordinarily be a joyful time. Noting the death dates might help you recognize a pattern you didn't even realize was there. And while we are on the topic of death, obituaries often contain very interesting information about the life of the deceased. Anytime you have access to an obituary or even a simple prayer card, you may find important clues to life events or relatives, or even locations of birth, those kinds of things that will help you in your research. That's it. So be sure to check out HungarianLiving.com for more resources as you explore your Hungarian heritage. And stay tuned for part three of the Itsy Pitsy edition of the Hungarian Living Podcast on getting started with genealogy. Do you want to learn the Hungarian language, Hungarian history, or learn how to research the Hungarian side of your family? We've got you covered. Check out all our learning opportunities, as well as meaningful books and gifts at thehungarianstore.com. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast, please share it with someone you know who loves their Hungarian heritage. If you own a business and would like to talk about sponsoring an episode of the podcast, please contact us at podcast@hungarianliving.com for more information. Special thanks to Stephen Cicek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music. Check out our show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode. If you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. We'll catch you next time.